Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College football heavy edition in the news coming up. 5 o'clock hour, we'll try to get some NFL stuff, but man, the college football world right now is just a spinning, kind of pouring over the rankings here, and you know, it really does feel like we're at the precipice now where there's only one spot up for grabs, and it's just Notre Dame. I feel like you have your playoff field at this point, and the only question is BYU. If BYU wins, that's your field. Notre Dame's out. If BYU loses, then it's Alabama and it's Notre Dame, and then the only thing left to be figured out is who ends up winning the back half of it. The ACC, or is it James Madison, or is it Tulane in North Texas?
Right.
But I kind of feel like the committee is telling you right now that there's really no room for anybody. Like, this is, I feel like the field is set. Maybe some positioning, like you said, maybe Oregon can jump up to the four, or you know, maybe someone, you know, jumps to the five and Oregon falls to the six. But essentially, I think you have your playoff field set. And I think that's what the committee is telling you at this point. So we'll get through the championship weekend, and then over the weekend, we'll actually see where we go. But I would expect Oregon to stay at the five and probably end up playing North Texas, Tulane, or James Madison. And they will be favored by three scores, I think, against every one of those teams. So lines up really well for Oregon being at the five seed. Down in Corvallis today, we had a press conference because over the weekend, I think on Friday, we heard that Jamarcus Shepherd was going to be the next coach at Oregon State. He had his introductory press conference. We clipped up some audio, and I know you didn't get a chance to listen to all of it. I listened to the whole thing today. I was actually just watching it on YouTube while I was working out. And I'll say, my first impression of Jamarcus Shepherd, I see why they hired him.
Yeah.
We heard that he was an energetic force, and he really wanted this job. And you can see when you listen to these clips why Oregon State wanted Jamarcus Shepherd. And he was one of the early guys that they singled out. And I guess he was lobbying for it really hard. This wasn't one of those like, hey, if I get it, I get it. He wanted this job from the get-go. So let's talk about this was goals for the team coming in from Jamarcus Shepherd.
These are really my goals as a football program. We will win the Pac-12 championship and a bowl game with class, integrity, and academic excellence. That is what we will do here.
This was his message to the players.
I hope they receive that it's about to be hard. It's going to be very, very hard. I want to create adversity for them. I think that the best things in your life that you've achieved have come from those adverse moments and learning how to deal with adversity. I tell you what, in this day and age of NIL, you know, some players, this will be the most money that they will have ever made in their life. I think about this all the time. It'll be the most they maybe ever make in their life. And what are they going to do when that first job comes up and they're offering them $35,000 a year for that job? How are they going to respond? Or the first time, you know, they find out something about their child that they're not excited about, or the first time, you know, their wife, you know, wants to get a divorce, or how are they going to respond to adversity? And here at Oregon State, we're going to teach that. We're going to make sure they know and understand how to deal with adversity in a real way. And then
one of the things that I thought was one of the underlying message that he had time and time again is he really emphasized that this was more than just football. He talked about him and his wife being involved in the community. He's getting together and he's inviting every other head coach at Oregon State to come to their house to a barbecue. He really was emphasizing community and wanting to build something there at Oregon State. And for a school that kind of feels like it's been abandoned, I can see why that was a big probably feather in his cap, that was his message when he met with leaders.
Yeah, one of the things I talked about, I joined a Spaces for Oregon State fans in the middle of the year and they were disgruntled. And I said, part of it is you guys don't really have a culture of your football program. Yeah. And I didn't mean that as a shot to they're not good or they haven't had a history. They have. They've had a very rich history, including a Fiesta Bowl win over Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Where are those faces? Yeah. They're not around, yeah. And that's a problem. And you even hear this from the Oregon guys. LaMichael James tweeted about this, I think this week, that he feels great that the former players are welcome on campus and are a part of it. And he tweeted something like, this wasn't always the case. Yeah. And you don't get a sense that Oregon State taps into that and builds upon. They've produced a ton of NFL talent.
Yeah.
Isaac Siamalo, Chad Ochocinco, TJ Husmanzada, Derek Anderson, they've produced a bunch of talent. And those guys in tapping into that and building a culture of like, hey, we've produced. And in fact, we've kind of outkicked our coverage when it's come to what we've recruited compared to what we've built. This can be an NFL factory. We have top 25 facilities. Come back. We'll roll out the red carpet for you guys. Recruits, we have things to showcase. We're going to be a top 3 brand in the Pac-12. I think all of those things are good. And by the way, I don't think he's wrong that this is a program that can make a bowl game sooner rather than later. And pretty quickly, just based on brand, Boise State, Washington State, Oregon State
should have a leg up.
Those are the three teams that should have a leg up to win the conference. And is there a reason, you know, is there any reason that Oregon State, and no, you don't want to be compared to this, but is there any reason Oregon State in a couple of years can't be James Madison or North Texas, the team that wins 9, 10, 11 games and reigns on the college football parade and gets in? The path's certainly easier than it was for the last decade.
Yes.
I'll do you, even one better. I think over the next decade, Oregon State's win percentage will be at least 10% higher than it was the previous decade.
Yeah.
And I believe in Coach Shepard. I think he did a great job up at Washington. I heard great things when I was covering their recruiting. He's done a good job at Alabama. He's going to invigorate this program, and I think he might bring some real transfer portal help that they desperately need. I'm really encouraged. I think this press conference was very solid. I don't think it's a home run, but you know what? There's been a lot of press conferences that weren't home runs, and there's been a lot of press conferences that were bad that the coach ended up doing well. I think this was somewhere in the middle. And I'm encouraged by what I'm seeing, and I'm really encouraged that Scott Barnes didn't just do retread.
Yeah.
Get away from what hasn't worked and tap into a championship vein and see if you can't bring that to Corvallis.
And here is Coach Shepard talking about inviting some of those players back to campus, because, again, this was another kind of just thread throughout the thing, was building the culture and building upon what Oregon State's rich history is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Let me tell you right now, all the alumni, get your butt back here. right? I want you back here. I want you on the sidelines, okay? I want you engaging with our players. I want you sitting in meetings, okay? I want you sitting in my office talking to me about your experience here at Oregon State and how we can mirror that, all right, or how we can enhance that experience for our current student athletes. We want this to be the greatest experience in their lives as student athletes here at Oregon State.
Yeah, again, I just, it was a very, almost like preacher-like feel, right? It had that almost like a sermon sort of feel to it, where it really was about family, it was about culture, it was about community. And one of the things he talked about too was, here's a clip of him talking about bringing in local talent. As you've pointed out, they have this last staff did a really, really poor job of making those inroads in state. And this is something that Coach Shepherd directly addressed today.
I do believe that a nucleus of our football team needs to come from local areas, from Oregon and within a 5-hour radius of this institution. Why? Because I think that those young men are the ones that create part of the culture. They're taking people back home for Thanksgiving. They're taking people to the lake and taking them out skiing, and they understand the landscape of the area that we in. So they are the nucleus of what we do. All right. And then also, I think that Oregon State has been its best when it's recruited from the Bay Area and South and Southern LA. They've done a great job of recruiting elite players from those areas of the country. But also, we got to tap into Utah. We got to tap into Colorado. I've had a lot of success in Vegas with Roma Dunze and Jeremy Bernard and even Derek Meadows. These young men coming from that area. So I wanted to make sure that we were able to bring kids from our footprint into the program. And you can't do that without getting to know them. You have to really understand what makes them tick. You want to know their family environments. You want to know this. Do they love football? That will be a priority on this football team. You have to love football, okay? All right, and if we can get a bunch of kids out there flying around who love this game the way that I love it, then I think we'll be able to get to the level of success that we want to achieve.
Yeah, I just thought he really struck a lot of good chords.
Yeah.
Did he sound nervous at times? Yeah. Does he have some tics if you took a shot every time he said, all right, or, you know, sure. It's a guy that probably hasn't been on a lot of these stages. He's a first-time head coach. He's never been a coordinator. So certainly there was some nervous energy there. I think he struck a lot of the right chords. And if you listen to that, that was a guy that, and he really made this point, that this was not just the first job that became available. He wanted this job. I mean, he said he fought for this job. You know, this was definitely something that he talked about when he was at Washington State, when he was at UW, how hard it was to come in and play Corvallis, to play Oregon State and Corvallis, that he knew that there is something here, that they can be the best team in the Pac-12, that this is an opportunity. And yes, to the people that are going to be cynical and say, hey, the first time he wins 11 games, he's gone. Yes, that's the way this works. It just is. I mean, for God's sakes, Ole Miss won 11 games and they're gone.
What a wonderful problem to have.
Exactly,
when
right?
When he wins 11 games, he'll be gone. Yes. Okay, I'll take the 11
you think,
wins.
You think North Texas right now or Tulane is really pissy that they're on the doorstep of a college football playoff? You know, it's also why they're letting their coaches coach in these games. They understand what this is. But I do think that you took a swing at a guy today that has a lot of upside. We don't know how it's going to go, but I just thought he struck a lot of the right chords and struck me as someone that if I'm a fan and I'm an alumni, I would like to see what makes him tick.
Yeah.
And I just loved that idea of opening up the get your butts back here, inviting the other coaches to his house, talking about having Easter egg hunts at his house, talking about moving his kids here. This did not seem like a Jed Fish, my wife is staying in Arizona, right, and I'm here.
Right, right.
This was, we're coming to plant our flag. And yes, that can ring hollow to people because we know the transient nature of coaches. But he struck me as a genuine guy, and he struck me as a very likable guy. And I'm rooting for Oregon State. I think what happened to him sucked. And I think now at Washington State and at Oregon State, I think you have really good coaches. And I think you have a bright future if done right in this new Pac-12. And believe it or not, actually better access. I know it's it's not going to be the same financially and all that, but you actually have a better chance of reaching the college football playoff with where you're at now than had you landed in the Big 12 or landed in the ACC. The money's not the same, obviously, and you're going to have to do more with less, but the actual opportunity to get there is going to be easier.
I think he touched on a number of things that are really important. I think there were intentional shots in there. The Lake Oswego. Hello, yeah. Lake Oswego, Lake Ridge.
Yeah.
Two pipeline programs. 5-hour drive away. That's hello, Seattle. He mentioned the Bay Area and Southern LA. Those are going to be recruiting pipelines.
You have to win.
Las Vegas has Bishop Gorman High School. Yeah. That's one of the best high schools in America. Utah has a lot of linemen. They produce a lot of poly talent that comes out of Utah. Everything he said came across as very aware, and he is because he recruited at Washington. But those are things I look for when I'm looking at a recruiting. Does he understand the hotbeds? And he did. Okay. And he very intentionally sent some shots to say,
hey, we're coming.
This is where we're going to recruit. Yeah. He's right. That is where they should recruit. I think that was really encouraging. Also, I feel very comfortable saying this. When Gary Anderson was hired, I told people he will fail miserably. The buzz I heard was terrible. Yeah. I speak for only myself, and I'm not naming names here, but I do know there are other folks who said this. I reached out to a number of people when Trent Bray was hired to a man.
Yes, you and by the way, you have said this 1,000 times over.
Every single person I spoke to said, he will fail, he is not likable, he is not a personality, he's going to be a wet sponge press conferences. He does not ingratiate himself when he recruits. It goes very badly, it's awkward, it's not comfortable. And I thought Bray was an absolute disaster. And further, I thought it was a sign that Scott Barnes absolutely panicked, because every single person I spoke with, to a man, former teammates, guys who were on his staff, even after, hey, I need a job, but this is not going to work. Everyone said Trent Bray's a bad hire. Yeah. You know what people say about Coach Shepherd? Really energetic guy, going places, knows what he's doing, likable, a big part of why we've had success. Okay, sign me up. Yeah. I'm in. Yeah. And I totally believe it's going to work. I do.
And no matter who you are, from Lane Kiffin to Coach Shepherd, nothing's guaranteed. But I think you made an educated guess, and I don't think anyone can criticize that. Now we wait a couple years, and we see what the results are.
Let's see who his coordinators are. Let's see who's calling plays on both sides of the ball. Yeah. But at least on paper, this makes sense. And this is not hiring scared. And I think for the last couple years, Oregon State has moved on the chessboard and Washington State has moved to try to at least continue momentum and stay the course.
One's at a bowl game, and one is going through one of the worst seasons that they've had in modern history. And the scared thing is 100% correct. Trent Bray was the last guy that was willing to get off the plane, and that's why he got it. Because he played linebacker here, and he was willing to get off the plane. And that's not a reason to hire anyone. It just isn't. The idea of you have to hire a Michigan man, by the way, that absolutely drives me nuts. Oh, well, he played here. Who gives two flying whatever? Dan Lanning didn't play here. Turns out he was pretty good. Kalen DeBoer didn't play at Washington. Turned out he was pretty good. Hire a guy that has big upside, and I think Oregon State, we can all agree, made a good hire today. It's a big swing. Now we see how it plays out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.